We are received with a real grandmother's welcome. Tamara Viktorievna has been living here since 1958.
I live here in Odessa, but I'm Russian. I was born in Russia, and I love Ukraine. I have a sister in Russia, and I ask my sister, will your son come to fight my son?
Ukrainians and Russians share history. Many family ties cross the front lines. She shows us her father's death certificate. A Russian soldier, he fought and died during the Second World War. Now it's the Russians that have made Tamara's grandson's wife and child leave for Poland. She helped drive them to Lviv, and he has stayed on to fight. And at 88 years old, she has returned to Odessa.
The trip to Lviv was really terrible. It reminded me of when I evacuated during the Second World War. I had my parents' protection, my grandmother and mother. But this time I was the protector, and it's terrible. When we came to Lviv, I saw a lot of people by the railway station. It reminded me of my past.
It was the Russians who fought to protect Odessa during the Second World War, fortifying the city, just as is being done now. But 80 years on, yesterday's protector has turned today's enemy. Dmytro never imagined war would come. Not on this scale. He now uses his kitchen to cook for soldiers and refugees. He worked in Moscow for 5 years. Most of his friends there don't believe what is happening here.
You can't imagine the level of propaganda in Moscow. Most of my friends really believe their media. When I tried to explain the reality, they told me that I was wrong and that we are under Ukrainian propaganda.
But this war is very real.
Every day it gets more dangerous, especially as we are getting used to the air raid sirens. We are no longer reacting, no longer going to shelters, and this is dangerous. The Russians haven't stopped their effort to take Odessa.
But Tamara does take heed of the air raid sirens. I ask her what she does when she hears them. She has an emergency bag ready to go. Medicine, underwear, phone charger, documents. It's all she takes, she tells us. This bag and her cat.
Are you scared?
Нет. Абсолютно нет.
They can't break us. Even if they surround us, we will still push them back. We will never give them Odessa, because we love Odessa. We call her Mama Odessa.
She says gardening calms her mind. Spring is here, she tells us. The flowers will come. Confident for better days. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera, Odessa, in southwestern Ukraine.